Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And online.
Wow, the internet.
Yes. If you check out umfm.com on their program grid, you can find us and you can find all of our episodes.
Wow, maybe one day I'll make you put us on like Spotify or something.
That's an idea.
That's a good idea. Well, put it in your brain meat.
Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean.
Yeah, Apple, iPlay.
Okay, we're getting a little high.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
We are Game Changers. I'm Megan.
I'm Alice.
We play video games. We collect video games. We follow video game news. We follow video game controversy.
Yeah.
And we just really... really invest our lives in video games.
Yeah. Well, you know.
As you do.
Yeah.
So, I finished Hitman 2 as far as I can go.
Oh.
Unless I want to go and replay any of the maps that I have gotten.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
you got the ending?
For now, until Hitman 3 comes out on the PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay.
I can, if I had the Game of the Year version, go back and play the original Hitman maps or have some of the extra maps, but we do not have Hitman Game of the Year
2
for the PlayStation 4.
Yes.
So I've gotten as far as I can get. It was actually very satisfying, despite the fact that it's only about five or six maps.
But I wasn't expecting there to be as many as there was, to be honest. Like, you consider that first, like, not the tutorial, but the first map that you actually sort of get to play in, which is the race car area.
Right.
Plus...
the NASCAR.
Yeah, level. Plus it's like a, there's like a robotics lab and stuff. Like, it's a pretty, you have to consider these are pretty huge areas that have, like, there's a lot to them. There's not, you know, like, you can pick up a lot of stuff. You can touch a lot of stuff. You can interact. Like, there's a lot to these levels, so I sort of understand that there's only six, right?
And to get through any stage and complete your objectives, like, it can take a long time of waiting and planning and blending in and trying not to make eye contact with the armed guard who thinks that he's never recognized you before and has seized the barcode on the back of your head. That's suspicious.
So blatantly obvious. You could just cover that up just a little bit.
Makeup exists, 47.
Yeah, that is funny because, yeah, you are sort of just, you'll be a white guy walking through, I don't know where you were.
I was in Mumbai.
Yeah, I was like Mumbai. And you're just like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't look at the very suspicious barcode at the back of my neck. It's just a cool tattoo. Don't worry about it. It's fashion. I'm part of the guard here for sure. I was born and raised in
Mumbai.
Yeah.
Or the very blatant suburban neighborhood where everybody is in, like, the 50s style dresses and suits and...
yeah, like, I think there are genuinely interesting levels. Like, I think they did a good job.
It feels like. It's enough for me to go back and load up the original Hitman at some point because...
and just check it out.
It stressed me out the first time I tried playing it. Now I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
So, I think that will be my next project is to go from playing the second game to the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are saying Hitman Absolution from 2012 is supposed to be a lot of fun.
I've heard, yeah, good things about that one.
So I'm going to see if I can't check that out. I may have to find it for the PS3 and crack out the PS3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I will go and check out. And what have you been
playing?
Yeah.
Well, I started Spec Ops The Line.
You did. I was playing my nice, calm Animal Crossing game, and you were playing Spec Ops.
And this game, like, here's the thing. I have been interested in playing it for a while because I've heard that it was a subversion of the genre, which is, I assume, war games, shooty games. Now, me being me, I haven't played a lot of, like, Call of Duty shooter games in that sort of fashion. Like, I primarily actually stay away from war-based games. I don't like them. I get nothing out of them, sort of thing. And so this game isn't based on, like, a historical thing. It is actually, I think, somewhat post-apocalyptic to what I can sort of gather from where we're at. We are in, but the game does take place in Dubai. Like, I think this game is very intentional with what it does. Like, where its location is, where, what the characters do and say. It's interesting because I didn't realize what the subversion was in this sort of game because, once again, I'm not familiar with the genre.
Right. It's not really something that we dabble in
that often.
Yeah.
But I think I understand it in terms of, like, what we are subverting here is that the character you are, his name is Walker. And we have sort of, we're coming in to rescue people, is what we think.
Mm-hmm.
We're the good Americans, of course, coming in to save the poor brown people. And it, immediately we start shooting at other people. I guess they start shooting at us, but we just sort of go with it. And as we go on, there's two other characters with you, like two other members of your team.
Some companions to help you along.
It's wonderful. I love having them there. There was one point in the game where I didn't have them, and that's when I was like, I have to turn down the difficulty. There's no way I will win without my buddies, and I did. And then I realized that even if I turned down the difficulty, I still got my achievements, so I that is how I've been living now. Because before, I wasn't having fun. I was dying a lot, and I'm not the best at third-person shooters. First person, I'm pretty good at. Third person, I need a lot of time to be like, moving my aim.
Third-person shooters, if you are not used to them, are...
Yeah.
They just mess with my eyes.
I'm just not an elite gamer. Anyway... So as this game goes on, you sort of like what I'm getting is like we're kind of revealed to be the bad guy, or at the very least, we're having to make some really, really dark decisions in these situations. And it's sort of like, once again, I'm not familiar with other games that are maybe in this genre, the shooter kind of genres, where they sort of, but I do assume there is some kind of glorification, you know?
Right.
In terms of this. Whereas in this, it's like very much like, what you're doing is not good. Like, the people around you, you know, your two team members. I'm a little worried that they're going to turn on me soon.
They have said some things that are like, we really should not be doing this thing.
Yeah, why are we doing this? And you as a character are sort of like, you have to go do this. Like, at one point in the game, you do something that's pretty terrible. And it's actually really interesting because when I started it, I was wondering if this was a situation that you could win without using what this sort of, it's called white phosphorus. I don't know if this actually exists, but it basically burns everything. They use it like, and it's in this game, it's sort of considered like, you know, you shouldn't use this. It's like war crime. You know, it's one of those things you're just not allowed to use. But you use it because you have to get through to this other side to go save people, apparently. And by doing so, you end up like killing a bunch of civilians. Yeah, no, and it's kind of like, it's interesting because I sort of saw the, you know, you just sort of have, it's kind of a really cool scene because what it is all it is, you have the little camera close up of the whatever kind of bomb system, right? That it's an overhead view.
Yep.
And you can't really see the definitions of people. You just sort of see their highlights, right? And so you're just sort of bombing, and ever so often you can sort of see the glow, the reflection of your character's face in the monitor. And so it's kind of eerie, and it's kind of like, I don't know, like, it is something that is just sort of like, it shows you that you are the one who is doing this, right? Not this,
You're not a faceless entity doing this, terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, and it's, and this, like, obviously is bad, and, your character, you know, he's not doing well after this, and neither is your other two companions, which isn't great. Like, there's, nothing as good is going to happen from this. I'm not quite sure, like, how far I am in the game. I think I'm at around chapter 8 or 9. Not sure how many chapters there are. I didn't check. But it does, yeah, like, once again, I don't know how much this game does subvert just because I don't know the games that it does subvert. But it's not bad. It's interesting. I'm enjoying it for what it is. I think it's pretty, like, it's harsh. It is making me do things that I really don't like.
Well, I think the subversion is in that you are always treated as the hero in these sorts of games. Always doing the right thing for the right cause on the right side.
At one point you're booed and shouted at by the people who you're quote unquote trying to help, sort of thing. Like, I think that's probably also, there's a real lack of glorification in this. Like, we are kind of, like, the character I am playing is the bad guy. Like, we are not helping the situation at all. Like, we haven't helped anybody so far. Even the one, I tried to help one guy, and there, it's interesting because it does make you make these really, really quick decisions. And I don't know the outcomes. We'll see. But I made a decision to help a soldier instead of some civilians, and the soldier died anyways. So it's sort of interesting. No, yeah. And I wonder, like, you wonder if it's the same situation with the civilians. Like, would the civilians have lived? Would they have just died anyways? I'm wondering, you know, and that's fine. I'm fine with a kind of game like this. I think there is some replayability just in the amount of, like, what will actually happen if I differ my choices? Even in so far as, like, there's friendly fire, and I accidentally shoot my guys all the time. So I think that counts towards something, like some kind of, you know, detriment towards me.
You,
like,
lost companionship points.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Like, there's something. I would assume, right? Or I'm just detrimented in that I shoot my guy, and then I have to go heal him because I shot him too hard. Yeah, I was like, but use it, though. They also, yeah, I will say I love my companions because I'm a real bad shot in this kind of game. But they also get in the way of my shots a lot. So that there be where the friendly fire comes from. And I'm like, come on, this is my spot. You get, squat down.
So Spec Ops, the line, I guess, have you crossed the line?
No, like, I still think I have a good, like, a chunk. Like, it hasn't gotten that weird yet. I think it's going to start to get weird. But I do think I'm sort of at maybe, like, 2/3 of the way into the game. It is interesting. Like, one of the first things you see when you load up the game is the American flag, but it's inverted. Right? And that's symbol of...
That's what was wrong with that picture.
You're like, oh, huh. But it's inverted multiple times. And so it is very blatant, sort of, with what we're, like, in a way, right? Like, it's sort of like, it already is giving you clues about what the game is about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll finish it. I don't think I have that much further. I think it's interesting. If there is another game like this, I think I'd probably play it.
Some of the graphics on this definitely show its age. Like, yeah, there's some scenes that are just like...
It's a PlayStation, or it's an Xbox 360 game, I actually believe. So, it in 2012, that's where it came from.
Okay.
So, you know, it is... You know, it's an 8-year-old game. I can forgive it for being, you know, like, it's a generation or console behind, almost two now, right?
Very soon.
Yeah. So, like, it's, I think if you're interested in shooters, especially third person, and maybe you've played a lot of maybe Call of Duty kind of games, you might be interested in this just as something different and something that sort of, like, challenges the norm or definitely
changes up the storyline a bit.
Yeah, like, I, you know, maybe if you don't want it, because it does make you feel a little bad, like, I, because there's decisions that I just can't make that in good conscience, right? And I'm just like, I just have to because the video game won't progress if I don't, or I will die, and it will give me the "you died" Dark Souls sign. That's, I've seen it so many. It's "you died" though, exclamation point. So it is slightly different from Dark Souls, but I was like, huh, Dark Souls. I died just like in Dark Souls.
You died.
I died, exclamation part. Yeah, it is a little bit. There is, I would say, it shows the age in some of the UI, because it's some of it's like, put the rapid commando stun command on, or like, and it's, it'll like flash and be like, tap R2, tap R2. And I'll be like, oh, geez, okay, I'll tap R2 then. I'll do it. Do I it. Promise. It's just very aggressive. I don't know if this is like also something that they're subverting, or also they're just maybe making like a parody of it. Like, they're sort of being like, how blatant some of these games kind of are. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Once again, I feel a little bit it might be parody just because of how blatant this game is versus, like, how it is dark and gritty would be appropriate. Like, it's dark. Apparently, there's going to be elements of post-traumatic stress thrown in, as well as, like, some, like, obviously, I was like, I'm like, it's obviously that's going to happen based on what this game has already shown me. But yeah, I'll be interested to see. I think there are 4 different endings, but they're just slightly different based on, you know, slight, you know,
and if you whether you stop,
shoot someone or not.
And if you want to stop playing, we can take a moment or two to go through the endings that people have gone.
Oh yeah, and yeah. Just like watch the other ones. But
earn your one ending and we'll watch the other 3.
Yeah, but it's not bad. It's like, it's fun. Like, I'm not having a bad time. There, before, when I died every 5 seconds, that wasn't great. I did lower the difficulty to baby mode, and now I'm enjoying myself. So don't worry about if you gotta lower it to baby mode.
We're never gonna judge you for lowering your difficulty on this show.
No.
Ever.
No. I just didn't want to at first because I wanted those sweet, sweet achievements. But now I know it's fine, so I can do what I want.
Yeah. Too am playing a first person shooter of sorts.
Well, I was playing a third person, but you're playing a first person.
I'm playing
person.
A first person. Outer Worlds Peril on Gorgon. It's the DLC for Outer Worlds that we predicted however long ago when it first came out.
Is it only one?
It is. It? For now, yes.
Oh, okay.
But it's taking me a fairly long time, and it is still the flavor of the Outer Worlds that I wanted, so I'm okay with it. It is out now for $20.
Okay.
So it's not really all that rough. And the only issue that people will have when they're starting out, I will warn you, is that you will have to find an earlier save before you get to the point of no return or restart your game if you've gotten past that point and don't have an earlier save. Because it is not a post-game DLC, it is a before-the-end DLC. Added content.
So
it's a... I'm a little not too impressed by that, personally. But other than that, like, I did find one, like, right before I got to the point of no return to play from, so...
Oh, you're saying that you had to find a save point before
save files that I had, because I save spam a lot when I get to harder parts and further along.
Wow.
As some people do.
Yeah.
So you are going to Gorgon, which has, you have been sent the dismembered arm of a guy named Lucky Montoya, who sends a message to Captain Hawthorne, the person that you are impersonating and have stolen your ship from. Mm. Captain Hawthorne is no more, so he's really not suffering anything from this anymore. He has sent you the information about Gorgon. He had been sent on a job, and now it's up to you to take on the job and solve the mystery of what happened on Gorgon, because you end up running into a lady named Minnie, who hires you to figure out what happened to her mother, who was a scientist on Gorgon. She was a scientist for Spacer's Choice, one of the companies of the Outer Worlds, because in this corporate landscape, and they were developing new pharmaceuticals to help the workers of the colonies.
Okay.
Which, it's getting to be very interesting, and it's getting to be also much darker than I anticipated as well.
Isn't it? But it's still, like, it still has its goofy flavor, right?
Yeah, you are still dealing with corporate shenanigans, you're still dealing with your reputation amongst Spacer's Choice and Anti-Cleos and all these other companies. Yeah. It's, but this takes on a lot more of a somber tone, because you're dealing with the mostly abandoned colony on Gorgon, and the people who have been left behind are saying that it was quite a mess and nobody really knows what has been going on. You're kind of going into this sort of noir-esque mystery, but it's getting a little... Fun. Yeah, it is fun. I'm really, really enjoying it. If you have The Outer Worlds, I recommend checking this out, especially if you want more of that good, good content, because I thought it wasn't a long enough game initially. I figure any game that I managed to beat and managed to beat within 4 days is not a long enough game.
For you, but I can beat, like, I beat Control in, like, 3 days. And you haven't beaten Control yet.
Yeah, but I also, when I was playing The Outer Worlds, I was laid up from having wisdom teeth taken out, too.
That's true. You had time.
Yeah,
I was like, but Outer Worlds is, like, a good, like, at least 20 hours if you do everything. I felt it was sort of a perfect game. And then that I wanted more, which I knew we would get. I think maybe they could have put the rest in, but at the expense of, like, a rushed product, right?
Right.
That's the thing. Like, for sure, we probably could have got the other planets with the whole thing, but I don't think it would have been as good a game altogether.
And with the added DLC, you're not stuck just on this planet. You have to go and hop around to other places to find more clues.
Oh, okay.
So I am still going to...
Monarch.
I'm still going to Sublight, the Sublight Station, to go and find people who had been on Gorgon. But these are also new spaces that I have... I can explore on these other planets.
So is your favorite part so far all of the little dogs?
You called it, I was about to say. Yeah. They introduced, or they may have had them, but they didn't have very many of them. There, you have to go and infiltrate an outer space dog show of these little alien things called canids. They are like dogs.
Well, in bright the canids colors. Are, they are a boss, or a mob, or whatever. Like, they're a thing that you shoot in outer wilds, or worlds, but... Yeah, I think they've done the sort of, you know, they've bred them to be domestic and smaller and cuter and fancy colors, right?
One of them named them Nanners. Nanners. There's a Nanners dog.
Was it yellow?
It wasn't. It was blue.
Oh, okay. Blue banana.
Yeah, blue banana.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that is the best part, except it also got a little bit tragic. Oh, I'm not going. I'm trying really hard not to spoil anything.
But we just mentioned the little puppies. Yeah. But I thought that was funny. And that sort of, once again, sort of shows, like, I don't know, the kind of humor that this game kind of has still, right?
Well, when you're on this particular world, Halcyon, you're dealing with, like, an upper crust sort of situation where everybody looks down on all the other colonies. And you're like, this particular mission has you going into this dog show and getting the trophy for someone who did not enter their dog.
Oh, nice.
But he still wants the trophy because he's like, statistically, my dog is better even if I didn't bring him. So wow. I deserve the trophy.
This invisible dog is the best dog ever. You can't tell me he's not.
And everybody says he is the greatest dog, but he did not enter his dog into the dog show.
Interesting.
But the bureaucracy says that no winner is declared for at least another 8 weeks, so if he can get his hands on the trophy until then...
Okay.
So, it's, you have to deal with all sorts of ridiculous types. You have the upper crust Halcyon people, you've got the refugees of Gorgon who are all, like, working class people who are very, very nice. and a little bit rough around the edges. And then you have the people in Sublight who, a lot of them are good, but a lot of them are also really, really underground, kind of mafia-esque.
Okay.
So, if you haven't played this game, it is still 100% worth picking up, and I am so excited to finish this DLC. You have seen me die multiple times.
Yeah. Well, it is does get harder, right? You get more levels. Like, I once again think this game had a level cap at about, I think it was 30, which makes sense, sort of. Well, it doesn't make sense. I guess it makes sense in the terms of, like, there at a certain point, there wasn't anything else you could do other than just get stronger. But, you know, maybe they didn't want that for the the DLC. They wanted you to get stronger in the DLC. Later, not now.
So I'm expecting more DLC to be coming out. Mm-hmm. But what I'd really be excited for, because I want to see the colonists survive and thrive, and I want to see them make it back to Earth.
Oh, you want to see, like, an after.
I want to see an after, because now that
DLC that just sort of, like, is the actual ending, almost.
Yes, because this DLC doesn't give me a proper ending. I still have to deal with the, much work to do to get our people back to Earth, their home world, and it will raise morale and everybody will survive.
Don't you think that that's going to be in the second game?
Yeah, that's why I want an Outer Worlds too.
Oh, okay, you're just impatient.
I am impatient. Well, okay, I want them to do it justice and I want them to do it nice. Yeah. I want it the same quality, but I want more of the story.
Yeah, no, I'm impatient. For sure, yeah. You want to know what happens. I think definitely they're probably working on another one, I would assume. Or at the very least, like, if they never make another one, that they would sort of finish it with DLC, like sort of how Dragon Age had their ending in DLC. But, you know, I would be fine with another one. I think there's definitely, you know, potential for them to do more. And I would assume they have enough story ideas and stuff that they could go on forever.
This is a huge and massive universe that they've built. Fun. It's really fun. And also, during my week off, I discovered that the Switch Online ended up getting Mario All-Stars, Super Mario All-Stars. So I ended up playing all of Mario World 3.
Nice. So yeah, you did.
Yeah. I beat a game, guys.
I'm proud of you.
I beat two games.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my record.
No, hey.
So, if you have the Switch Online, go and check out Mario All-Stars before 3D Mario All-Stars comes out later on this week.
Yeah,
and soon. Yeah, apparently the only place that has any physical pre-orders left is Best Buy.
Okay.
So, we're going to have to get on that.
Yeah.
If not, I'll have to pick up another game to fill the void.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week, and we'll keep playing games, and we'll keep talking about games, and we'll keep trying to change games.
Yeah.
So, keep changing.
Bye.